This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Madison, Wisconsin, still looking for a motive in the school shooting that left a student and teacher dead. Investigators say a 15-year-old girl was responsible. She later took her own life. In New York, alleged serial killer Rex Heuermann is being charged with a seventh murder. A woman whose remains were found in two separate locations on Long Island 24 years ago, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Valerie Mack was identified through DNA. Prosecutors were able to finally identify her. Heuermann was named a suspect in her death back in June. Now they've been able to formally connect him, they say.
Like the other women Heuermann is accused of killing, Valerie Mack was a sex worker. Heuermann remains behind bars. Negotiators say Israel and Hamas are inching toward a ceasefire deal. Egypt and Qatar have resumed their mediation efforts. Jill Biden has closed the book on her teaching career. She says she taught her final class at Northern Virginia Community College last week. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Savannah Tome Olson has the very latest.
Police say the suspect shot eight people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. Two people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. Four people, three students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. Two of them have been sent home from the hospital. Nine schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The suspect has been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha. A motive is still under investigation.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night. Head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Around an inch of accumulation. Our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with more snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots coming up on the show today. Around 10:51, U.S. Representative Mark Pocan from the 2nd Congressional District will be here. I'm sure we're going to talk about many things. I also would like to talk to Mr. Pocan about Donald Trump's plans now to potentially privatize the U.S. postal system. Jeez. I know that Mark Pocan has thoughts.
Yes.
About Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Lots of thoughts. So. Thoughts that bring Republicans and Democrats together.
Interestingly enough.
Yep.
Yeah. So he is joining us at 10:51. Civic Media's own genie of just about everything, Terry Barr, will be here after the 11 o'clock news. Terry, of course, does all kinds of special features and special stories, and she's very involved in Max Inc. Radio, which is a great live music show on Saturdays that you absolutely should check out if you are a music fan. Katie Jensen from Hawes will be here at 11:33. They're having another special adoption event.
I can't look at their website.
Heading up to the holidays, and they're getting another plane load in today.
That's right. They do the planes.
They get they get animals from shelters down south and then try and get them homes up here. So Katie Jensen will be here from Hawes at 11:33. And we will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Parenting Tips Edition. You're going to want to stick around for that. I really wish we could start someplace else, but we can't.
Yeah.
And this broke yesterday, I think in the last half hour of our show. Of course, we're talking about the shooting at the Madison Christian School that happened yesterday. Headline from James Causey in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, Madison Christian School was the 83rd school shooting this year. It's time to act. We know that three people are dead, one teacher, a student, and the 15-year-old girl who was the shooter.
Yeah.
There are still, I believe, two hospitalized in critical condition. I'm sure more details will continue to come out, including where this girl got this gun. It was a handgun that they retrieved from the scene.
Yeah.
But I got so angry yesterday after we got off the air and details were starting to trickle out a little bit. And on social media, it was everything from, we need to act. We need something to get done. This keeps happening over and over and over and over again. And then on the other side is, it's too soon to make this political. No, it's not. It's not too soon. It is political.
It is not too soon. And I'm frankly tired of that being used as the number, whether it's thoughts and prayers or it's too soon and don't politicize. No, sorry. If this was, no, you know what? I don't even care if it's the first or second time. This is the 83rd time, they said.
This is the 83rd. Sorry, I got to find the headline again. The 83rd school shooting this year.
Yes.
This year.
This is political. This is personal. This is everything. This was done at a Abundant Life Christian school.
Correct.
And, you know, being taught certain values, as we all want to be taught certain values, don't come at me and say it's too soon. Don't come at me and say don't politicize this. This is political.
It is political.
And it's offensive that politicians get away with sloughing it off with thoughts and prayers. Or as Ron Johnson said in a tweet yesterday, I'll be monitoring the situation. What's there to monitor, Ron?
Well, I'm sorry, but we've already heard Republicans say, well, this is just the price we pay for freedom. This is the price we pay for living in a free society. Really? This is worth it?
No, this is not the price we pay. Good schools, good roads, a military that can actually do its job, that's the price we pay. That's what our taxes pay for. This is not the price we pay for. This is not a an add-on. This is not that's disgusting. That's disgusting to say that's the price we pay to live in this country.
Oh yeah. And I've also seen other politicians say, "Well, you know, it is what it is." Didn't Donald Trump say that? Donald Trump said we just have to get over it.
Yeah.
We just have to get over it.
Cool. It's really good to know that, you know, I mean, to me, there's no difference between a dead child and a dead adult. It's a human who's gone. But let's exploit it for in the moment for what they love to talk about all the time. You are just saying, dead kids, who cares? That's exactly what you're saying to me when you say thoughts and prayers. I'll monitor the situation. It's too soon. We can't politicize it. You're saying, dead kids, I got other things to do. It's too much.
It's not that important.
Nothing would get done anyways, so let's not even bother trying.
Yeah, that's not the answer. Andrew from Maine texting and listening on WAUK, too soon, try too late.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Columbine was how many years ago?
20 plus. And Sandy Hook was 12 years ago.
On Saturday, this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we have... dozens upon dozens, I would say hundreds of dead children because of firearms, especially and specifically in schools. Yeah. Don't talk to me about too soon. And don't tell me that is disgusting. It's the price. What about other countries?
Doesn't happen there.
Where it doesn't happen. Or like, look at a country like Australia where it did happen and the country got together. The leaders said no more. They thought that's too high a price to pay. And they did something about it.
And we could too.
We absolutely could.
And the vast majority of Americans agree on some pretty simple things like universal background checks and red flag laws.
Yep.
Tony on the live stream says, how can you tell a parent who lost their child? Well, that's what it costs to live in America. That's heartless. It is heartless. Absolutely.
Well, Tony, they found a workaround on that one. They just say that that didn't exist. They were a crisis actor. It was all fake. We live in a country where we're allowed to say that out loud.
Yeah, and I don't even want it. Would rather. Alex Jones, of course, was all over this yesterday.
Of course he was.
Even though how he's still broadcasting is baffles me.
Freedom of speech, baby.
Yeah, but it's, you know, crisis actors and false flags. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, if you would like to join the conversation. We are going to play a couple of clips from a discussion that Jon Stewart had. This is several years ago.
This was about a year and a half ago.
About a year and a half ago. Yeah. With a Republican representative from Oklahoma.
Yes, State Senator
Dahm.
Dahm.
Calvin, let's play that first clip, please, with Jon Stewart talking to this representative from Oklahoma.
Proponent of the Second Amendment. Uh-huh. I believe the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Uh-huh. That's the one right that's listed in the Constitution that uses that very specific affirmative language, you know, shall not be
infringed. Well, it's also the one right that uses the phrase well-regulated.
Correct, when it's talking about the militia and the state.
By the way, just for clarity's sake, I'm not against the Second Amendment. I don't want to ban guns. But you're saying more guns makes us more safe.
Yes.
So when we got 400 million guns in the country, we had an increase and gun deaths went up. So when exactly does this curve hit that takes it down? Would a billion guns do it?
Let's just run those numbers. You know, 400 million, 50,000. You're talking about a less than a fraction of not even a percent, of a hundredth of a percent.
But it goes up, not down. So your argument is backwards.
A fraction of a hundred of a percent. In mathematics terms, he's not wrong. It's a very small fraction of 400 million. But that fraction is human beings.
Those are people. Those 50,000.
This guy who I'm betting dollars to donuts, by the way, his name is Nathan Dahm, D-A-H-M. You can find that interview anywhere you find Jon Stewart. I'll bet you dollars to donuts, that guy is 100% pro-life with no exceptions. I'll bet you.
Oh, I bet you're right.
But in this situation, 50,000, this infinitesimal number, this tiny fraction.
That's acceptable.
That's acceptable. Dead children, dead people, that's fine. It's the price you pay, Jane.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Karina from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. Two things. First, I've heard as you guys all did from the Republicans, and here you go, liberal medicine. You got it now. Well, that's a political, right? Back to your conversation. It's political. And another one, I read the, and I was looking forward to an article to send you a link, guys. Hopefully I'll find. There is a link, a psychological paper saying that there is a link between playing games, shooting games, like the
video games,
right? Yes, video games, and the kids going into schools. I mean, all the kids who went to shooting had a long-term dependency on Call of Duty and very similar couple games, most popular games. I don't remember the names.
But I'm going to stop you there, Karina, though. But they have violent video games all over the world.
Yeah.
And this is still the only country where this happens with such regularity. I mean, we have a Cassandra on the live stream says, how can it be soon to talk about this when it happens all the time? Again, there have been 83 school shootings this year.
No, I'm not saying that it's an excuse, but I'm saying that the guns is a period. I'm agreed with the no guns 100%. But I'm saying is that when the kids are parenting, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about parenting. You can't allow your child to sit hours after hours because something changed in their young brain. When they have that perspective, them behind the gun shooting other people, they start losing reality.
I understand what you're saying, Karina, yeah. And I certainly think that's why I've always objected to using the term shooter, because it makes it sound like a video game. I've always said the word gunman.
Well, I mean,
because this entered the lexicon about 15 years ago. They all became shooters instead of gunmen. And I think that was by design so that we don't mention the word gun.
Well, I have thoughts on all these topics.
All right, we're going to continue these thoughts, and we would love to hear from you if you would like to join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Following up our report on states which have passed a Voting Rights Act comes an authorization to collect signatures for the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights, protecting voters from suppression tactics and implementing reforms like automatic voter registration. The state of Ohio tried to reject it. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost twice objected to the title of the measure, tactically delaying the measure beginning in early 2024 so it couldn't make the November ballot. October 30th, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the AG did not have the authority to reject it on the basis of its title. Then in mid-November, the Ohio Ballot Board, headed by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, approved the measure to collect signatures. If passed, the constitutional measure, similar to Michigan's 2022 initiative, would enshrine Ohio voters' right to vote early in person, by mail, or on Election Day, and to do so without intimidation or harassment. It allows voter registration online, at the DMV, and on Election Day. It gives municipalities flexibility to expand polling locations and use drop boxes, and directs that state government and the courts should defer to supporting voters' rights. Given the state's derailment of November's citizen-led redistricting commission, expect more state-sponsored shenanigans before voters weigh in. We have the full text of the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. News from the center, W.